yesterday. I talked about how to maybe two ways of practice. One is Zazen practice. Under the guidance of the right teacher. And the other is how to extend our practice in our everyday life. And our teaching mostly especially Mahayana Buddhist teachings mostly directed how to extend our practice to our everyday practice. The teaching of emptiness or teaching of interdependency. And those teaching are to explain how, you know, from our practice, which is non-dualistic, to be extended, dualistic, everyday life. And that was what I told you yesterday. So in our practice, you know, our practice is that the practice to attain something, you know. But to start our practice from the beginning, jumping into the non-dualistic pure practice. That is our practice. Without, you know, realizing there is nothing to depend on. And even ourselves, our physical body, is transient. So we cannot depend on ourselves, physically and mentally. And things exist, looks like permanent, but it is not so. It looks like existent, but it is non-existent. That is true. With this understanding, we devote ourselves completely in our practice. That is our practice. Then, your question may be, what kind of effort, you know, you should make to practice that kind of practice of non-attainment? That will be, you know, your, you know, question. I told about it a little bit, you know. Our effort is not like some effort to achieve something or to carry something or to run a race. It is not, you know, that kind of effort. The effort mostly, you know, directed it should be directed this way, our effort, not that way. Usually, you know. You are impressed, directed that way. From inside to outside. But our effort should be directed this way, you know. inwardly, you know. To direct our effort inwardly means, you know, to have a big mind, you know. If you have big mind, which is no outside of it, there's no way to, you know, direct this way. It's not possible because there's no outside of it. Whatever happens, things which happens, it always happens within ourselves. That is why we say our practice is non-dualistic practice. If, you know, when you direct your effort, you know, outward, it means that your effort is dualistic. How to practice non-dualistic practice is let things happen, you know, within ourselves and without disturbing by it, because things happen within our big mind, so our big mind couldn't be disturbed. Things which is going on, which are going on, is, you know, always inside ourselves. That is so called it, perfect acceptance. That we don't say good or bad means, you know, things happen within ourselves. As the movement of big self, then whatever the movement is, that is movement of the big self. So we cannot say good or bad. The fundamentally, with this understanding, we practice that. I already explained the idea of self. Our idea of being is not perfect understanding. So when we have right understanding of things, you have this kind of perfect understanding of non-duality too. But here it's see in Pukanda Zen, if there is slight, you know, mistake or misunderstanding arises, then our practice, the difference between our practice and true practice will be like heaven and earth, completely different. We will be involved in a quite different practice. This, you know, slightest mistake does not mean when to hear some sound from outside, you know, or to be caught all of a sudden drowsiness, or to have difficulty in painful legs. But, you know, the difference between wrong practice and right practice, when you have, for instance, painful legs, it is maybe rather hard. Let painful legs, you know, be painful. That is, you know, how you practice, does it? In Meiji period, there were famous Zen master called Nishiari Bogusan. When epidemic, you know. And he was hospitalized. But he was still, you know, hanging some book from the ceiling. Lying in his bed, he was reading Koan. And doctor said, you must not read, you know. And he didn't mind, you know. My mind is reading. Let it read. My body is suffering. Let it suffer. It's okay. I think there's some suggestion, you know, how you control or how you practice Zazen. Let it completely go as it goes. Of course, there is some technique, you know, which is very difficult to explain. Some technique, you know. As there's in his time, there was another great Zen master called Morita Goyu. who was very gentle, and the other Zen master was very short-tempered Zen master. It was very good contrast. And he was, you know, a kind of person, always calm and always practicing his way. Once he was crossing the narrow between Honshu Island and Hokkaido Island, and they met a big typhoon, and you know, and their ship almost wrecked, and you know, by wave, and almost all the people, you know, including crew, you know, get sick. But he was practicing that. he didn't mind at all. He didn't get sick when, you know, all the crew were sick. And the captain came to him and amazed, you know, seeing a person who is sitting, doesn't in, you know, in a ship like a leaf in the, you know, ocean. to have this kind of practice, it is necessary to switch, you know, to switch your way of life completely to another channel, you know. Because you don't do that, you know, you suffer a lot, and you will suffer from a sticky mind. You get into conflict. Now, if you put it aside, you know, and see what will happen. Nothing happened. Because you do not, you know, switch your channel of life to the other, you have a difficulty. That is one. And secondary, you know, after you could, you know, switch over the channel to the other, you shouldn't go back. And that is to switch one channel from the other, it's difficult. But more difficult thing is to continue that, you know, practice after switching over to the light practice, to the non-dualistic practice. Mostly, when we talk about difficulty of practice, we talk about the difficulty of continuing the practice, how to continue that practice. And that is why we, you know, put emphasis on perseverance or endurance. especially, you know, most part of our practice is directed to continue this kind of practice. But even though it is difficult to switch that channel, you know. But if you sit, you know, so long time, as 6 days, you have chance, you know. You have chance if you try hard. So if you realize, if you find out this is a way, you should find out the way how to continue it, how to extend in our everyday life, and the way to extend non-dualistic practice to dualistic everyday life both is what I explained previous two lectures. We to switch, you know, over the channel is so called it's according to Dogen Zenji, it's jikige shoto, to say hai. That is a secret. When you are call, when someone call you by name, hai. That is how to switch over the channel. If you, you think when you are called, you know. If you think, if you hesitate to say hi, you will lose the chance to switch over. You know, if you do it quickly, you can do it like you catch fish, you know. If you do like this, to escape, you know. So you shouldn't give yourself to escape from, you know, the chance to switch up. Jikige shoto. Even though you are not called by your name, you know, to observe things like a flash. No. That is non-duality. If you hesitate, you know, more and more you will be caught by sticky ideas and you cannot move about. And if you lose the chance, the more you will suffer from the sticky things. And the more you suffer, the more the things can be sticky. So to do something in a flash of light is the secret. And if that is just casual, you know, success, it doesn't make much sense. Knowing that what is dualistic practice and what is non-dualistic practice. And to to say this is it, you know, to feel confidence in your experience is necessary. So even though you have, you know, because of some reason, you haven't good practice, you know. If you know that is, if you know the, what is real, non-dualistic practice, still you are dualistic, not so good practice. It's working. To explain in this way, it's, you know, maybe not so difficult, you know, if you have a little understanding of non-dualistic practice. It is not so difficult, but to continue it until you can do it without much effort, it's difficult, and you should be very patient, and you should continue the same way of life for many years. This is also the difference between usual practice and our practice. So we put emphasis on the habit we do something. You know, if you can do it without thinking, like a kind of habit, then we say he is pretty good. When you reach that stage or that that much training, then even though you say something something mean, or even though you are very angry, you know, there's some flavor of non-dualistic practice. That is so called it, you know. way downward. The way upwards, after attaining, after having some experience of non-dualistic practice, and to continue it until you get accustomed to it, and until you can do it without making effort. That is way upward. And way downward, to help others, is sometime, you know, you should be angry, you know. But actually, that anger is different from usual anger. The meanness you behave is not same as usual meanness. So, in short, Zen is not knowledge, you know, something to study intellectually by reading or by listening lecture. Or to have some special experience. But the important thing is to be able to continue it without making much effort. Or natural. Way upwards and way downwards is to go further to the ground, to go back to our dualistic life and live with dualistic, live in the world of duality with some flavor of non-duality. And that is the practice after you get accustomed to our way. So actually it takes time. I'm saying I don't say so to keep you in big building. But if you are involved in hasty idea of practice, way of practice, or if you discouraged and give up, or if you stop practicing our way, when you have some understanding of it, then you will not accomplish our sort of way. I said sort of way, but because this kind of practice is called by people sort of way. Actually, for Dogen Zenji, there is no sort of school or no Rinzai. He points point at many Rinzai teachers as a good teacher. Even though he belongs to Soto lineage, if his practice is immature, he didn't accept. There is called by Todan Zenji, you know. Todan Zenji, and Todan Zenji is supposed to be founder of Chinese Soto Zen. And he and his brother disciple were taking work, and they met when they were walking a hare, crossed the road, and Michihaku, his brother, disciple, they studied and their way under the same teacher, Ungan Donjo. He is six pedic, seiken gyoshik doksen yuksai Ungan Donjo. Fifth generation from the sixth patriarch, so 11th patriarch. Ungan. And they were good friends, and they were working. And here crossed the road. And Michihaku, his brother, said, "Oh, how swift it is, you know, swift or alert it is." And Tozan started, you know, question and answer. How swift is it? Tozan asked him, "How swift is it?" And Michihaku said, "It is as swift as a commoner, you know, became a minister." Common city people became a minister. So swift. It may take many, many years, you know, or many more lives. But here, you know, became a minister in a minute. So, it is so sweet. So alert. It's so alert, he said. It means that, you know, evil desire is good desire. Good and, you know, common people, not different. Not different. That we are, you know, originally Buddha, you know, there's no difference in between original, originally, there's no difference between Buddha and we ordinary people. So without, you know, it doesn't take time, you know, for us to become a Buddha, because we are originally Buddha. That is a non-dualistic practice. See, you know, there's no need to make effort, because we are originally Buddha. When we think so, it is so. And Tozan said, you know, to him, "Oh, you look like a great Zen master, but what you said was very slow, very dull. I thought you are greater Zen master," he said. So his brother asked back, and then, "How swift is it, you think?" he said. And Tozan said, old hairpin, you know, given by mother. And he didn't say so elaborately. Old hairpin and comb, beautiful old hairpin and comb was broken. Was broken, he said. Do you understand? According to Thousand Sense, you know, that is much sweeter than a commoner to be a minister in a minute. That is the way downward to be a, you know, beautiful. To be a minister is way upward. And to be a broken treasure, which no one pay attention to it, is, you know, a much sweeter way. To, you know, it is for him, if that is possible, you know, to go up and to come down is very slow. So from the beginning, you know, to go directly to the common, you know, world is swift, shortcut. Without going up and down. Anyway, you know, even though they are beautiful, calm, and happy, anyway, it will be broken down by children, by grandchildren. So it may be much better to be broken. Hairpin from the beginning, so you don't care. You don't care what they treated. There's no need to say, be careful. Keep them out of the children. You know, there's no need to say so. So that is much better. Thousand said, old hairpin and cool. calm. I want you to, you know, understand our way in this way. We have now many new students who is involved in hasty way of practice. Many people, you know, I think may ask me how to practice Zazen. I have too many, you know, ideas. My mind confused how, you know, to get out of it in our practice. But that is not, you know, so easy. It is difficult to tell you how. But if you continue your practice, you will have time to know what it is. There were one more thing which I wanted to tell you, but
Maybe better. Okay.
And this will be tomorrow. Perhaps Katagi sensei will continue this lecture. So he may tell you. I thought it was something which is very difficult to tell you. which is something which it was something which I don't want to tell you. Thank you very much.